are you doing here? You shouldn't be here. I mean, you should be here, but not yet. You're really early. And I'm not ready. I am really, really not ready. I mean, I haven't lit the candles and I was going to get changed. I mean, I have gotten changed 4 times. I just... Hi. No, don't say anything. I have a lot to say. And you're early. So I didn't get to practice it. So I'm a bit nervous. I'm so nervous. And if you say something, I might not say what I want to say. And I did all this because I have to say it. And you're early. Did I mention that? I did. Of course you're early. Because you're smart. You are so smart. You just blazed through all of the clues, didn't you? I thought I had another hour, 90 minutes, but here you are. Here you are. And here I am. So, I'm really nervous right now. Just so nervous. You look really nice. Really, really nice. You always look nice because you are gorgeous. I think you're gorgeous. I think you are stunning. You have these gorgeous eyes, and there are other words apart from gorgeous, but you're gorgeous. And you have this lovely smile, which is also gorgeous. And your hands, I love your hands. And you're funny. You're really funny. And you're sarcastic sometimes, and I like that. And you're sweet sometimes, and I like that. But you don't let me get away with anything. I mean, you do sometimes. Because you're sweet. But you don't let me get away with being mean to myself. And we both know that I am really good at that. It's a really, really bad habit. But you believe in me. You believe in me, and that means so much to me. You are my best friend, my absolute best friend. I've never known anyone like you before. And it was easy to fall in love with you. No, don't, please, let me just say it, because there's so much I want to say, because I've been holding back. I've been hiding. I've been lying a little bit, kind of, not really, sort of. Because I've been in love with you for ever. And I didn't say anything. And every time you saw that I was downhearted or upset, because you notice those things, because you see me and you care, I would lie to you. I didn't tell you why. The why was because I was in love with you, and yet I was scared. I couldn't risk losing you, because you are the most important person in my life. But not being able to tell you, not being able to love you, that is a recipe for heartbreak. Every night, I dream of you. I dream of us, of holding you, of spoiling you, of kissing you. Oh, how I dream of kissing you. And every morning when I wake up, for about 30 seconds, I am so happy because the dream is still there. And then I really wake up and it fades away, and the sun gets a bit dimmer. I've wanted to tell you. I really have, but every time I get anywhere close, I I stop. There's a little voice in the back of my head, a very familiar voice, the voice that is self-doubt and fear. It would say, what if? What if this ruins everything? What if by telling you, I drive you away? And that's really scary. Because you're my person, you're my favorite. You're my best friend. And I don't know how to anything without you. Everything without you, I don't know. And the thought of doing it, the thought of not having you in my life, the thought of it being my fault because I couldn't keep it to myself. That voice knows how to get to me. It knows where the cracks are, and it pries them apart. So I didn't say anything. And I was sad. Then one night, when I was laying in bed, thinking of you, because I always think of you, and that sounds really bad, but I'm just going to... I'm not going to be derailed. Well, lying in bed, I remembered something important, something that you told me. You said, don't listen to the little voice. That little voice is lying to you. And I stopped listening. And then I realized that I couldn't just tell you. I mean, I could, but I didn't want to. I wanted it to be special. I wanted it to be... I just wanted it to be worthy of you. So, scavenger hunt. Christmas scavenger hunt. You don't know how many hours I have poured into this. The sleepless nights, the planning and replanning, the trial runs with myself. Which, but I did it. And I gave you the first clue. I did that. I gave you the first clue, knowing that it would bring you here because you're so smart. I gave you this clue and you? Why do I have the first clue? I gave this to you, so... Why do I have it? Why is it in my... Oh no. Oh no. I didn't give this to you, did I? You. You were really smart and found your way to the second clue without reading the first clue. You didn't, did you? You didn't read any of them, did you? You didn't see the laser show, the fireworks. The synchronized corgi display? Yeah. So, why are you here? This is where I go when I'm sad. Bollocks. So what did I give you? Oh! That's my CV. Yay, I gave you my CV. Not the first clue in the scavenger hunt that, got ya, the look on your face, I, you're not buying this, are you? Well, this is awkward. What? No, I'm not thinking of running. I'm thinking of chucking myself out of that window. Just, you know. So, I'm in love with you. Really, really in love with you. And I made a scavenger hunt with, stuff. Yes, synchronized corgis. Yes. Don't be nice. Don't be nice, please. I can't. Why wouldn't you be nice to the girl who just declared her love? Because she's an idiot. And she messed it up. And now she's losing her best friend. I'm losing my best friend. And that is not what I wanted for Christmas. But it's what I'm getting. Because I am on Santa's dumb as fuck list. Don't do what? Sorry, I just feel really dumb. Because I'm not going to say that. It doesn't have to change anything. I can just, you know, push it down, smother it, tie it up, wrap it in concrete, throw it in the bay. Maybe, I don't know, shoot it into space on a rocket. But it'll be fine. I'll be a bit sad. But I'll get over it. I'm sure I can get over you. It won't take me too long. Maybe 100 years or so. But I'm probably not going to live that long, so, you know, it's not all bad. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me with those gorgeous eyes, so warm and loving. Best friend, loving. Not best friend. No. No, I can fix it. I can fix everything. I can just, you know, ignore this. Ignore all this. I mean, I didn't even light the candle, so this doesn't matter. Girlfriend. You have a girlfriend. When did you get a girlfriend? I didn't notice. How did I not notice that? Why? The scavenger hunt. I was too busy planning a scavenger hunt and you got a girlfriend. You don't have a girlfriend. Okay, I'm getting mixed messages here and it's not you, it's me. Because I'm, you know, panicking and kind of kicking myself. I'm your girlfriend. Because I'm a girl who's also your friend. No, because I just declared my love to you. Did I though? Did I really? I mean, this is all an elaborate hallucination. It's not. I did. Sorry. Could you just repeat that last bit? Actually, could you repeat the whole thing? Just the whole sentence? Just again, maybe. Can you just write it down, maybe, just to... Because I think I know what you said, but I just want to be sure. And, you know, you don't come with subtitles, so... You love me. 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 As a friend? As a girlfriend. A girlfriend. You love me? You love me. Because I love you. Did I mention I love you? And you love me. Really? You love me. You love me. And you're really close. You're so close and... Here! It's the first clue. It's the first clue. I mean, I know you were going to kiss me. Were you going to kiss me? You were going to kiss me. But I had a plan for that. I have a remote control for that. And, I really want you to see the lasers and the fireworks and the corgis. Because corgis are really hard to train. Really hard, because they're quite stubborn. But I did it for you. And I want you to see them. So, here. Go. Go and hunt. Hunt. And then, come here. Oh no, you already know to come here. Pretend that you don't know to come here. And when you come here, I'll be wearing a different dress, all the candles will be lit, and the holograms will be a go. What holograms? Exactly, exactly! I love you. So, I will see you in 90 minutes, an hour. Probably less, because you are stupid smart and you know where you're going now. So, I love you. Good luck. Not that you need it. And I'll see you in 45 minutes, probably? No. Make it an hour, because, corgis. It might go wrong, but there's a backup plan involving biscuits. Not that I bribe the corgis with biscuits, because I totally did it, because I love you. So I will see you back here in a good amount of time, and then I will declare my love, and I will press this button, and we will kiss. We will kiss when I press this button. Oh no, there are no batteries. I forgot to get batteries. I don't have time. But you do. While you're, you know, hunting, following the clues, could you get some batteries? Double A. Just two, maybe four, just in case. Well, thank you. I love you. You're the best. And I will see you here, where I will declare my love and press this button. Because you'll have batteries. And it will be so romantic. Because it's you. And you're special. And I adore you. And where are you going? Oh, you're going. Okay. Good luck. Corgis, lasers, and fireworks. Nothing? Well, there's another thing that... I mean, I don't want to spoil it. Because I've kind of spoiled three quarters of it, but the last quarter? The last thing? Mm-mm, I'm not saying a word. You are going to love it. Actually, do you have an umbrella? Oh, you don't. Here you go. What? I'm English. I always have an umbrella. I will see you soon, but not too soon. I mean, an adequate amount of soon. I love you. You're gorgeous. I love you. And you love me. Yay. I don't have time for this. Okay, just a little bit. Yay. Yes. Okay, that's it. That's it. Now I must light candles. And set up the holograms. And yay. Okay, calm down. Yay.